the details.
The World Breastfeeding Week, WBW, was established 25 years ago to encourage breastfeeding and improve the health of babies around the world. It is celebrated each year from August 1 to August 7. This year's WBW hopes to engage advocates and activists, decision makers and celebrants to forge new and purposeful partnerships towards sustaining breastfeeding collectively. Dr. Isabella Sego Moses reiterated the need for effective practice of exclusive breastfeeding as a way of protecting children from contracting non-communicable diseases such as diabetes, stroke, cancer, hypertension, and cardiovascular diseases in future. She said major strides in combating climate change will be made if mothers properly breastfeed their babies. Dr. Sego Moses explained that the milk formula substitute for breast milk is made of artificial additives and their cans after use are not properly disposed of, thereby polluting in the environment.
Breastfeeding is so natural, it doesn't require any cans or any other containers. Usually when babies are not breastfed, the question is, what do we do to the empty cans of formula? The factories need fuel, the homes need fuel to prepare, and climate change is made worse by activities for producing formula and even for preparing it at home.
The National Coordinator of the Breastfeeding Program, Eunice Saki, said the attainment of the Sustainable Development Goals are hinged on the increase in the awareness of breastfeeding worldwide. To this end, Mrs. Saki lauded the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection for initialing processes to extend the maternity leave for working nursing mothers. She encouraged institutions to build nurseries where mothers can breastfeed at work.
We are now promoting workplaces that are baby-friendly. That means there can be a room at the workplace where mothers can go and sit and breastfeed their babies, or they can go and sit and express their breast milk. And then they can be kept in a jar and put in a fridge at the workplace. When the mother is going home, she takes it with her. Or we can partner with private organizations to build creches near the workplaces. So that when the mother is coming, she can just go and leave the baby there. When she's on break, she can go there and breastfeed the baby and come back to work.
Mothers were advised to practice good personal hygiene during breastfeeding for the optimal health of both baby and mother. The National Breastfeeding Week will be launched next week, Friday.